The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ross Sutton and Big J Oakerson.
Hey.
Coming in the show tonight, live, playing live. We're playing new metal karaoke. Not karaoke. Name that tune.
Name that tune.
With a really cool new band called Sick Century. S-I-C-K Century. Good dudes.
Very good dudes.
We learn about my new...
Philly dudes.
We learn about my new nickname.
Storm? Nickname? No, buddy.
Permanent name?
That's your name now.
We do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Use the code SDR, and you get 20% off on the Gas Digital Network. Or just listen anywhere. Or the YouTube channel. That's fine, too. Just anywhere. Listen, I don't care.
We're not going to make a big deal about
it. We don't
care. Wherever you find it at.
Wherever you find it. You listen anywhere. I don't give a shit.
So what? Give us a click. Who gives a shit?
Click the shit.
So much? It's so, your life's so big and important that you can't do that for a second?
You know, you don't want to piss me off because then storms brewing.
Storms are brewing, everybody. Yeah. You don't want to see that go down.
Here it is right now, the Sick Century episode of...
This one's the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey.
Party Ralph. Valium and booze.
Valium and White Claw. I don't even know, by the way.
You're like a cougar slut.
Is it even recommended or not recommended to do Valium and drinking? I don't even know.
Dude, you're killing it. Whatever it is, you're doing it right. No, they say you shouldn't take alcohol and pills.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Have you ever? It rules.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, it is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson with the Wu-Tang shirt. How are you, buddy?
Double crushing the claws.
Well, I'm going to introduce the band.
I like this shirt a lot.
I like it.
And Lewis today called me Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunk, and it crushed me.
Oh, that's too bad. Now you don't want it. Now you don't like it.
He crushed me with that.
I can see that. I get it.
Like, oh, it is Alvin's
colors. So this happens a lot to me on the gram and on the Facebook.
People say, hey, what are you doing here, Grandpa?
Yeah. I'll get a band or a comic or someone reach out and say, hey, I'd love to come on the show. And they send a link, and I check out the link. I'm like, oh, fuck. I said, I'll let you know. You know, we'll talk. We're booked to reach out to me in a couple of weeks or whatever. And very rarely... Which this being one of them.
So you know when he says it to you, he's lying. We're almost not booked a week out.
No, we are actually booked right now through the end of August.
Right?
Yeah. So Jay doesn't know. Jay doesn't know who's on the day of the show.
I ask, though.
You do ask. And also, by the way, last week when we ran a pre-recorded episode with Little Steven was because I fucked up my back so bad. We're going to talk about that in a second. But they were supposed to come in last week. So they moved to this week, thankfully. But I get a DM, I will call it, from Brady, right? And I'm like, let me check out this fucking song. And I immediately liked it. I was like, wow, this is actually good. And then so they did some cool rock and roll covers. They do Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, I think Rob Zombie, even a Fleetwood Mac cover's on there. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Fuck, these guys would be cool to have in. So right off the top, Sick Century from Philly.
Dude. Hell yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in and for rescheduling.
I feel like it was a commercial for you, Ralph. You're like, and sometimes I just, you know, I'm a tastemaker.
Well,
and
yeah.
When I see something good, I make it happen.
I give it the Ralphie nod and say, all right.
You guys are about to get the Sutton bump.
The Sutton bump. Speaking of my Sutton bumps, I've been doing some bumps.
Have you?
Well, so let me say this.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about this.
Last week, as you guys know, because it was supposed to come in last week, I fucked up my back horribly playing my favorite sport on this show, paddle tennis, right? I hurt my back.
I mean,
it's a serious game.
It is a serious game. Yeah, nursing homes.
So I ride away.
Shuffleboard.
First of all, right away, hurt my back.
Organized dance.
Well, pickleball is just as gay, and that's like really popular.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it is. I'm not arguing
with you. Yeah, they're both super gay.
I play a little disc golf on that Burt tour, and It was pretty fun.
You did see that's also. I mean, it's right up there. Those are adjacent.
Now you could drink beer actively while you're playing that game.
You could do it with a paddle ball too. You just paddle Tennessee. You wouldn't be good at it.
No, you can't, dude. You guys got run off by local kids.
That was true.
Yeah,
but
this big son of a bitch just ate shit. The kids were like, "Beat it! You're on our
beat it, Grandpa."
And Ralph's like, "Well, we're gonna be done here in a little bit." Yeah. And the guy wanted to fight Ralph.
You're done now.
Yeah, and Ralph took his fucking paddle ball and left.
Is that how you got the injury?
Yeah, that's how he psyched me out in the back.
Yeah. So and then he hurt his back chugging cock. Unrelated.
It was, by the way, it was a pretty big cock though. It was Mo the Monster.
You had to throw your back into it, of course. Yeah, right. I kept telling you, suck with your legs, dude.
So I had
you insist.
I biked there because I'm also a homosexual who likes to bike, right? Mm-hmm. And I hurt my back so bad I had to use the bike as a walker to go home.
Really?
Right? And it took me like 40 minutes. And what's funny is...
Were you off the bike?
Yeah. No, I couldn't get on the bike. I was holding.
So everybody saw the dildo coming up and down in the seat when every time the wheels turned around?
A la South Park. Yeah, exactly. And actually, a construction worker says to me, come, sir. Yes. You look like you're in a lot of pain. Do you need any help? And that really fucking made me feel like, oh my God.
An elderly gentleman?
I look like an elderly old guy that really needed help, you know?
You did.
And still do.
You went down, you said.
Yeah, I went down. It was bad.
And then, pass out?
That would happen later, yeah.
Later?
Yeah, well, so I get home and I'm lying in bed for 2 or 3 days. I couldn't move, mm-hmm. right? And I couldn't even get off the bed. So... I was very well aware that I can't even go to the...
Ralph, you're aging out of sex, drugs, and rock and roll pretty hard.
I couldn't...
Even Metamucil couldn't make this shit come out of me.
I couldn't... I could stand and piss, but there was no way I was going to be able to sit on a toilet and shit.
Did your home nurse help you?
No, I wish. I wish.
I bet.
So I sat... I lied in bed for two, three days. I was holding in a shit for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And I legitimately thought, I'm going to wake up and have shit the bed. Because I couldn't go to the bathroom.
You think you just shit yourself?
I was in my sleep. I was holding in it for 3 days.
Still. Was it an all-day concern?
All-day concern every day for 3 days. Well, all-day Monday, all-day Tuesday, and then Wednesday finally.
I would just shit the relief. That
I couldn't sit down. So that's what I was saying. I went to get up, and it hurt so bad. The next thing you know, I was looking up at the ceiling. I blacked out from the pain.
Dude, you should have taken a standing shit like an elephant.
That would have been fucking badass.
Just walking forward with your back completely straight, just shitting down the back of your legs.
And so I got this thing called capsule.
That's an OnlyFans, by the way. Much. Copyright.
Standing shits.
Copyright.
Standing shits.
Standing shits.
Just let it come down. Standingshits.com.
Guys, a question. Shannon, is there already a Reddit, Standing Shits?
Oh, there's got to be. It's got to be Standing Shit Porn, for sure.
No, not porn, Ralph.
There is. Guaranteed.
It's not called porn. It's like freak shit. You jerk off to porn.
I jerk off to that right now.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, pull it up. I'll fucking whip this fucker out.
It's a whole bunch of why do people stand while shitting?
Okay. Well,
what? That is a good question. Who does that? Yeah.
Can you Google standing shit porn and see if that comes up with anything?
Yeah.
Use the word porn.
Porno.
Don't use video. Porno. Pornography.
Free porn videos about shitting while standing.
You're welcome.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. By the way, any word you type in, something's going to come up and say it's that, and then it's just a link to some bullshit.
Well, let's see.
Okay, yeah. So this looks exactly like the Farrah Abraham video, Jay.
Oh. That girl's not standing.
That's not standing. I have problems with that.
That's not standing.
That's not fair.
Standing implies your legs are together.
If I could have done that, I would have done it. I can't do that. I couldn't have done that.
Farrah Abraham, though, huh?
What a
fall from grace. Could she have fallen any further and then just confidently shitting on camera? Just phenomenal.
Well, it was a very long poo.
It's the longest. Yeah. 2.5 feet, still my guess. Yeah, if I was Price is Righting it, I think I'm not going over 2.5.
And I'd go 2.7 just to piss you off.
Piece of shit. It's a little bit bigger.
Yeah. So then I took Valium for the first time in my life. I've had conversations with people that I was unaware of.
By the way, the fact they gave you Valium says a lot about you. You think what they'd be giving you here is a painkiller.
I don't even know what that is, Valium. It's not a painkiller.
No, it's a sedative.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Ralph, does that bring up your
Latin?
Yeah,
well, now I know exactly.
You're calling your Latin right now?
I remember my chemistry final.
Xanax.
I don't know.
Xanax. It's a sedative. So what the doctor was saying, like, it'll be fine. Stop your bitching. So he was like, here, just
but
sit
also
back
a
and
steroid.
Chill and like, shut up.
Also steroids I got.
Hell yeah, they could tell you're looking yoked.
I was like, you know, right? And I misunderstood her because I was in so much pain. She said, take all of them when they come. And I thought she meant the entire packet, which was like 20 pills. And she just meant the first day.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't.
You took them all?
I took the first 2 days. I didn't know.
Shut up, dude. Yeah, you cracked them all at once. Yeah. Damn, dude. Did you rage at all?
Yeah, no. No. I really was fucked.
Did you get a full beard commit immediately?
Yeah. But so I did volumes. Like I did three or four. Once I did twice in a day. Nice, and now dude. I'm doing one a day.
You're like a housewife.
Yeah, and I'm definitely like not with it. And you know, as I said, I've had someone call me today, and I had like a 10-minute conversation with them the day before. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, no, did yeah, we?
Not possible.
That doesn't sound like me.
But
I joined the Proud Boys. Shut up.
No, that I would did. Guarantee. That I knew. But then the thing that's scary is that I just told my doctor, look, I might be going on a trip soon, and if this happens again, and she's like, all right, and she just sent me another 20 Valium. Not even a question.
Aw.
So I got plenty. If you need some Valium, I got plenty.
I think Christine likes Valium. I don't know if I've ever taken Valium, but I mean, like, it sounds like, and if it's the same thing as Xanax, like, I've taken a Xanax before, but something about Valium sounds very, like your mom's friend.
It sounds like 70s housewife Valium.
Yeah, like your mom's friend.
How different is it, Shannon? Maybe you know. How different is Xanax and Valium? Is it very different?
As far as I know, it's very similar. Because like I'm an insomniac, so I've been prescribed literally everything to make me sleep. And of that is Klonopin, Xanax, and Valium.
They're all in the same group?
Yes.
Okay, I wonder if they're just marketing differently or if they're all the same thing. I don't know.
I broke my leg pretty horribly like a few years ago, and they gave me Percocet.
That's a harder one. That's
the good stuff.
That's the real stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a painkiller.
I was like a zombie, man. Like,
yeah,
I'd pop one and I'd be like,
remember?
Yeah.
Then you get nauseous, and that nauseous goes away, and it's back to awesome again.
For me, with the Valium, the way I describe it is that I felt the pain, I just didn't care. That's how I felt about it. I was like, oh, that's there, but all right.
You got the wrong shit then.
Sedative. You need to take thing that takes the pain away, also makes you pretty stoked on the idea that you're not feeling pain anymore. It's good.
Is that like what's the other one we were gonna try on the air? With? That's the K. What is the
ketamine?
Ketamine, the same thing.
No, that's a cat.
It's a psychedelic.
Know. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cat tranquilizer.
I think in low doses it's a tranquilizer.
Is it a horse tranquilizer?
No.
I think it's a cat tranquilizer. Yeah. If I can just
a
the
horse
band members, if they could
you get
up
very close to your microphone. See how close Jane are?
Sorry.
Yeah. Why is there always bands that don't know how to use a microphone? It's so fucking weird.
No, nice, Ralph.
It's weird. Also, by the way,
is this the SM? Oh, yeah.
At some point today on the show, I have this in the notes, we have to give away a pair of tickets to the Stone Temple Pilots, King's X, Steven Adler, ZO2 show that I'm hosting. You're coming. I think Shannon's coming. A bunch of us are going.
How can you win? If you're sucking your own dick, Byron could take those tickets off your hands right now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how we'll figure that out. We have time. I just put it in my notes. We got to give away tickets this week. So it's July 30th.
Suck your own dick off.
Suck your own dick off. If you can get your dick, more of your dick in your mouth than Byron.
Byron can't be the only person I've ever met who can get their own dick in their mouth.
I've met one other, but when I was a kid.
He goes, I meet him every day when I look in the mirror. What? High fives.
Pow, pow. If I can do it. All right. So now, enough about my stupidity.
Really?
Yeah, I also, by the way, I stopped taking them as of today. Like, I have to stop.
Dude.
Because I just feel like I'm too loopy.
Shut up, dude. It rules.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't
great.
Like it. I don't know. I don't know. It's weird.
But you watched the whole season of stuff.
I did. First of all, the funny thing
Academy.
Is, I was stuck in my bedroom
and
the
you
first
wrote,
day.
Darn good.
I could, in my bedroom, I don't have a smart TV. So stuck with cable television. I watched 10 hours of Catfish.
Well, you don't want to confuse the girls you bring back to your room with a smart TV?
Yeah, I watched 10 hours of Catfish.
Yeah, your TV just called me stupid.
And then the next day when I made it to my living room, I watched the whole new season of Umbrella Academy. That was good.
Whole season?
The whole new season. 10 hours straight. I just sat there. I couldn't move.
You changed the name of Elliot Page's character, right?
Yeah, to...
So weird.
Victor.
I told you what we did to Jacob, right?
No.
Because Jacob used to say he had a crush on her before any of this even came out or happened. And then when she changed Elliot Page, we started saying that he's a gay man now.
Okay.
And he's like, no, I liked her back when it was a girl. I go, when was that? And he said, back like in it was like Umbrella Academy, whatever stuff. She was like adult. It doesn't matter because whatever it was, she went back on IMDb
and
officially changed everything as
Elliot
Page.
Oh, wow.
So it's the fucking funniest thing in the world. He was like, no, I thought she was hot in this. And you go, what character was that? He's got a list. He goes, that's a dude named Elliot Page.
You know what I just
heard? It's fine. None of us care. Be who you want to be, dude. Live out loud.
I don't know if this is going to happen. I just read this today because you know that dude that plays the Flash, Ezra Miller?
The guy was dressed like a woman or something.
No, but he's been having a mental breakdown. Like, he's been getting into fights and he's getting arrested and he's assaulting people.
He's a weird dude.
Really weird dude. They are potentially taking him off the Flash, and he's no longer going to be the Flash, and Elliot Page is going to be the Flash.
Shut up.
I just read that today.
Dude, they're going to put a lot of pecs in that suit.
Yeah. Well, she has abs now, though. You saw that picture. Her abs
are
better.
She's also 5'1". He's so little.
Little. Yeah. I don't know. Where heels? I don't know. I just read that article today.
Would you fuck him?
Does he have a dick yet? No, he doesn't have a dick, right?
No.
Not yet?
I would do it.
Get in there?
Yeah, why not?
That little moe haircut?
That little moe haircut. The abs better than mine? Yeah, let's do it.
She's going to do that kind of fucking, though. Did you ever see in porn when the girl goes between the guy's legs, though? You know, dick's going in, she's still between the legs, and your legs will be up. She's going to be riding you over the back of
your
thighs.
You wouldn't do it for the story.
No.
I don't believe you for a second.
Sorry, dude.
I guess that's where we differ.
I'm a straight man.
And that's where we draw the line.
Dude, I tell you that there's a video from that Mike from Red Bar guy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent me, they were like, I know you think he's funny. He's like, did you see this? And he has a bit called Gag or Gay.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, is it a joke or is he gay? And it's through video clips of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it's a compelling argument for I'm gay. It was a very compelling argument.
He did it on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
It was hilarious.
That's great.
I mean, they always going to headline me kissing Lewis. That was, in fact, a gay act.
That's
so
pretty gay. How about with me putting a guy's penis in my mouth with the under
that
the
was super
the,
gay.
Is that gay?
But they didn't go through your thing. It was me on this show definitely like touching a guy's dick for sure.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it was a compelling argument.
I had a guy's penis in my mouth, but in my defense, the underwear was on. So it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
No.
Not totally not gay.
Totally not gay.
No, that guy, I argue that guy's penis occupied space inside of your body.
That's true.
It didn't touch wall, but it was inside your body. You sucked a man's dick for sure.
There was a sheath on the penis.
Yeah. For sure. We both kissed him, too.
Ew, dude.
And we both kissed him.
Yeah, but you loved it.
I went back for thirds. All right, before we go any further, ever have a friend that has a guy? What?
Yeah.
Ever have a friend that has a guy?
I got a guy for that.
Oh, I got you. Let's start again. All right, before we go any further, Jay, do you have a friend like that like has a guy?
No, I want the flub in there.
Leave it in.
You didn't get it.
Nobody can find
something. Really? Everyone has a guy? What?
You know, speaking of which.
You have a guy. By the way, you're a guy who always has
always
a guy.
Always has a guy. Your woman asked me today or yesterday. For
ENT.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, how hot
is
that?
No, not a gastroenterologist.
Her gastro guy. That is hot. I was thinking about my girlfriend going, the guy's going to put a finger up her ass.
No, this is a gastro guy. Yeah, I am a guy that generally has a guy.
You do have a guy.
But not for this.
No, not for auto parts. You're not that kind of guy.
I'm a Jew. We don't deal with that shit. We hire people.
You got a sushi guy. You don't have an auto parts guy.
No.
But now you do, everybody, because it's rockauto.com. They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business is in the...
Leave it in.
While every other business in the country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy now. Rockauto.com rules. If you just want to go... If you have a car... And you go on Rock Auto and just dick around on it for a while. You'll want to buy stuff.
You'll buy something. And by the way, here's a good one also. Maybe you don't have a car, but you have a friend that has a car and his birthday's coming up.
That's not Ralph, by the way. He doesn't have a car.
Or a friend.
And he doesn't know how to drive. But everybody.
I'm a good driver. I'm a decent driver. We should have some sort of driving game challenge.
Guys, the car market is hot. The block is hot. Which is why now's the time to keep your car well maintained. The heat's right around the corner at all times. It feels good knowing you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you need at low prices. It's like a chop shop, legally.
Kidding. Mm-hmm. It says kidding.
Kidding. Wait, did it say something?
I see something at the bottom. It says kidding.
Let's see, and let them know we sent you. At checkout, yell at them. And I know about this from SDR Show Podcast. Kidding. There's a box.
Wink,
to put
wink,
our name.
Nudge, nudge.
There's a box to put our name, to put our show name in there. Once more, rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices.
You got a guy now. Let's get back into it. All right. So anyway, sorry to put you guys through our nonsense. I will say that the kudos to you guys because the newest song that just came out, which is A Million Pieces, 100 and something thousand views in like a week or so, which congratulations. It's great.
That's amazing.
And, I really have become a fan, and I do love the covers as well. I know we're going to have you guys do a song live, and we're going to play new metal, Name That Tune, which I'm excited for. But first, we'll start with the obvious stupid question, which I know you've been asked a million times. I heard it was just pulled from a list, but it has to mean something. So the story is, there was a list of names. Sixth Century was the one that least bothered you guys, so you went with that. But whoever put that name on the list, it had to mean something.
Well, 100% true. We did pick from a list, but the name is kind of apropos because we do live in a sixth century. You know, okay. I think that's the whole reasoning behind it. You know, hyper violent, hypersexual, ultra consumerism, that kind of thing. So, umbrella term, I guess. But okay. It was
a good term.
It was.
Do you remember any of the names that didn't make the cut?
Yeah, I think we were just reviewing them in the car. Actually, yeah. I think one of them was the Palligators. No, I don't know. let's see. What was one of them?
We're actually trying to think of really stupid band names.
Inebria. I can't remember.
Inebria?
Inebria.
Scoliosis.
Scoliosis.
We get out the list.
Yeah, you have the actual list.
Funny
ones. Yeah,
we were thinking of a lot of funny ones.
So that's the thing. When you're looking for band names, it pretty much is...
The first thing you have to probably do is Google and see, is it taken already?
Is it taken, and do you want to say it for the rest of your life?
And do you want to see if all the socials are taken for something else, which is also annoying?
Yeah, do you want to say it for the rest of your life? That's why Ralph quit his band, Mechaleka High, Mechahiney Ho. It was so hard to Google.
There's too many letters, too. That was the problem.
No one can spell it.
Yeah, stupid, like a stupid list like this, you know, like...
Wow, he's really thinking about it.
Yeah. God, they're stupid. Because they're so dumb. Eye Polar? You don't want to have a band name like that.
Eye Prevail. That's close enough.
Age of Asylum. Yeah.
Was it Eye Polar with the lowercase I next to the P, like iPhone?
Yeah. Eye Sex Robot. Yeah.
Eye Sex Robot.
Let me ask you this, Jay. While they're culling the list, was there a time in your life where you thought maybe I'm going to be in a band and tried to come up with the name of the band?
No. It's such a bummer. I wish. Where I grew up, for whatever reason.
Same area these guys grew up, right?
Same area. It's like Philly, for sure. I'm sure there's parts in Philly. But where I grew up in West Philadelphia, I said it was so weird. Always huge into music. But never even saw a concert, I think, until I was like 17 or 18. Because I didn't even think of it. I'm like, can you just go to concert? You know what I mean? It didn't even strike me at all. And there was no, at least to my, there was local music scene in Philly, a huge one. But it wasn't in the world I was in for whatever reason. There was never people looking for band members or people who played instruments even.
That's funny.
There was there was a kid who played guitar in our high school, and it was a big deal. And a kid named Lamar, who was sick fucking drummer, who I think may have gone on to play with Boyz II Men and stuff. He was great. But that was it in the cool instruments. And that was in school band.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I never saw that one. But I wish I would have thought of it earlier. I would have fucking loved front man totally.
When I was in college, I learned to play enough bass to fake a little bit with a song or two. And my friend was a great guitarist. And my friend Alan, whom you've probably met, could sort of sing. And we had a fake band. We never really played out or anything, but the name of the band was Aphrodisiac.
Nice.
And my name... Shannon loves it. This is 80s rock. I had hair down on my ass.
You're over-explaining
it. Yeah, my name was just Storm.
Nice, dude. That fucking rules.
That's incredible. You
gave yourself a wrestling name.
Yeah, and there was, I was 18, and there was a girl a couple of girls I dated around that time that we really sold the story. I don't know if I told you how much, I'm human garbage, and I do whatever I can to get laid. We would call strip clubs. It was I was probably 19 or 20, right? And you could get in at that time, 18 to get in, 21 to drink. And, I would call and pretend I was the A&R guy from...
Oh, yeah, these guys want to come to your strip club.
These guys want to come to your strip club. They're a band Aphrodisiac. They're going on tour with Aerosmith in the summer. And we would get treated like kings.
I think this is illegal.
Probably, right? Yeah, and I would tell everyone my name was Storm. I had long fucking hair. And there was a girl that for years would just call me Storm. She thought that was me.
Hey, Storm.
Yeah, hey, Storm. You know, what's going on?
There might not be another moment of our lives in private... Or real life, where your name to me is not. I'll train myself to call you organic.
I'm G Wiz.
No.
I'm Bronzo Sensual.
All those things. Those are monikers. That's the master disaster ship. But you are now officially Storm Sutton.
Storm. It's so stupid.
Shannon, back me up on it.
100%. Straight up Storm. Thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Storm.
Hey, Storm.
Yeah, Storm. I'll answer.
Hey, Storm, who's on the show tomorrow? Tonight, you're going to go, that was a really fun show, and I'm right back. Thanks, Storm. Always a blast hanging out with the old Storm.
The old Stormy Weathers. Thank
Stormy
you.
Sutton.
All right, so now, if I'm right, you two guys started the band together, right? Mark and Scott are the original two.
Oh,
right?
Not Scott.
I'm sorry.
He's Nick. So, yeah, Scott and I. Oof. Scott, who's not here, he and I started the band about 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. That's not the kind of, by the way, wow. Only Storm makes those kind of mistakes. Ralph wouldn't make that
this
mistake.
This is classic Storm.
But, Brady, you wanted
Storm's
to do a song
gonna
with them.
Storm's going to call somebody the wrong name. Storm's
I think if I'm right, it's Them Bones that brought you guys together. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
The fuck is that supposed to be?
This cover song.
Oh.
It's an Alice in Chains song.
Yeah.
I know what brought you guys together. Them Bones.
Them Bones.
They're erections.
What the fuck?
They're erections. Hey,
what
we
the
all
hell are you guys trying to say? We were all peeing at the same trough, and we're like, yo, none of you guys. Yeah, we all have the same similar sized dicks, so we won't be competing too much.
The docking was perfect.
So explain exactly how that was. You were going to record the song anyway, and you were looking for other musicians?
Yeah, pretty much that's what happened. So we were, the whole band started completely backwards. Usually you write songs, you try to get some band members together, you play some shows. None of that stuff happened because it was COVID. So we were kind of recording stuff. Me and Scott were recording stuff in his basement, in my basement, and then we figured we'd do a music video for Them Bones, and then we needed some
other
band members, so we formed the band basically ass backwards.
And then am I right that you were like in a band that was on tour with All That Remains or something like that? Is that right?
Yeah, so what kind of like brought us together, we were kind of friends on Facebook for a few years, and I was in a band called Eximius with some previous members from the band From Ashes to New.
Okay.
We went out and did a tour with Lacuna Coil and All That Remains.
Okay.
Great tour to get started. The band was like a thing for maybe like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of covers, Lacuna Coil kicks out the Enjoy the Silence.
Oh, yeah. That's a phenomenal cover. And it was just one of those things, you know, we ended up losing the singer after that tour. And we had like two or three tours booked after that. It's like, well, we got to keep going. And that's where I kind of got in touch with Mark. I was like, dude, you want to hop into a tour? You have the look. You have an amazing voice. Let's keep it going. And, you know, I'm going to get in too much detail, but it kind of went a different direction. That band was going to take a, you know, 2-year hiatus, which I think at that point everyone's going to forget.
So that was the plan. Originally, Mark was going to join your band.
Correct.
And then that fell apart.
Kind of
and then
it went back.
That's fucking interesting.
What did that singer piece of shit have to go do? It's something terrible, isn't it? He had a sick child to take care of. Oh my God. Don't break my heart.
No, it actually wasn't a
job or something, right?
Yeah. He had like a crazy job. And I don't want to say names, but a particular person.
What kind of job?
Oh, dude, what does Kobe do? Kobe
it better be fucking great to quit a band.
Like government, dude. He made like 100K plus.
He does do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right.
He was
programmer.
Killing.
That's solid.
It didn't help, and he was kind of getting taken advantage of, too, in my opinion, by somebody else in the band, and it kind of went a bad direction.
The chick. It's always the chick, isn't it?
No, it wasn't a chick.
No, but it was the chick behind some other dude that was complaining.
Possibly.
It's always some chick. There's always some
yoke. It's always something, man.
She'll get there eventually.
Dude, a fucking Philly.
Maybe his mother did something fucked up.
Dude, a Philadelphia yoko is so funny. Yeah, you guys out there fucking practicing again?
Right.
I'm going to go down the fucking T Street.
It was just one of those things.
That's my ex-boyfriend.
You know, just move on.
The band, what you've been doing really is releasing singles, and your first EP is finally coming out. When is that coming out?
Yeah, that's July 29th.
Outer Worlds, right? Which is right around the corner.
Yeah,
right with the name? I fucked that up too.
Outer Worlds, Inner Demons. Yeah.
Oh, Inner Demons. Yeah, I was 50% right on that one.
Yeah.
You look like an ass, dude.
Always.
You look like an ass this whole show.
Hey, I'm on fucking value.
Get one thing right. Dude, you are. You're floating, dude. You don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit about any of this.
Hey, Scotty. I'm going to call you Scotty. Yeah. Scotty, listen here.
That's cool.
Oh, man. Scotty gets it. Yeah. This guy, am I right? Classic Scotty.
What's that, Storm?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it. Storm all day, baby. Storm all day.
Storm.
It's a great stage name.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't wait. Storm the
Especially
runner.
Especially me. With
Storm's out running again.
In the storm.
Even the Storm needs to squeeze his legs in these wacky boots.
I can't run.
Storm's a lady, though, from the X-Men, so I picture...
Well,
I picture,
that's true. That is true, but it's fitting.
Yeah. Ralph can control the weather, but he can tell you if a storm's coming, how tall he is.
Yeah, based on my back pain. Yeah.
How's the weather up there? He goes, I will tell you, smaller people, it's going to rain in about 10 minutes.
For you guys.
Storm has spoken.
So when did the band actually become Sick Century? Like, when did that start?
It was always Sixth Century. We just
like when you finally all got together. Like,
when we all got together, it became an official band. Like when we got in the same room, the energy gelled and
when them
became,
bones started recording.
Exactly. Yeah. That it's at that moment we knew that we were, you know, we had something special.
Okay. Cool. And then you did a bunch of covers. How did we end up doing the Fleetwood Mac cover?
I have no idea, man.
That's a great cover, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jay, I do a little research. I may not get it all right, but I do some research.
Yeah, but you think you just read it over once before you look like a buffoon.
I think we wanted to do a song. Like, it's always good to do something out of your genre and by a female singer. I think for a guy to do a cover song, it's always kind of cool to do a song by a female singer.
Oh, sure. Fucking White Stripes' Jolene. Love that cover.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great cover. Same thing, yeah. Didn't even change the lyrics.
We just had someone
on. Very progressive.
Who did we just have on, Shannon, that we had a beef with the White Stripes? Who the fuck was that band? Come on. Oh, it's the Black Keys. The Black Keys had a big beef with fucking the White Stripes.
They had a similar sound.
Right? Yeah, that's why. So Jack White said.
Two-man band beef.
They're both great bands.
They said there would never be a Black Keys if we didn't disband. And it led to like back and forth shit between the two bands for a while. But now I think they finally broke bread.
I will say, though, when I saw Black Keys perform live, it's a full band when they play live. Mm-hmm. I think White Stripes really did just the two of them.
It was just the two of them,
What is she doing now? I don't have no idea. She just
hates music, I think. Now. Is that? She just didn't want to do it anymore. I think she's like, just walked away. I don't think it was any kind of big thing. I think she was like, yeah, I'm just done.
That's weird.
She made a zillion dollars. They were still in it at a time where the album made you millions of dollars, right?
That was a funny thing about, what is it, The Verve. Remember that song that they did where they got sued because it had a snippet of a symphonic version of the Rolling Stones song?
Yeah.
So they got sued, and all the royalties went to the Stones, or the publishing house. And then, like, last year, and, like, look how nice we are, they gave them the publishing back.
Dude.
Who gives a fuck
now?
The
best thing ever is Vanilla Ice, the video of Vanilla Ice explaining what's different about...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He pauses for a minute.
That goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Mine goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
He says in hindsight that he was joking, but he wasn't joking.
No way he was joking. Van Winkle?
No way he was joking.
I always think it's funny that people gave him so much shit for sampling that song, and then, like, other artists went on and made gajillions of dollars doing the same exact thing. Yeah. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, now it's so
cool. You know what's so funny about growing up? You're like, what a pussy. Did you hear when he signed over the rights to it and whatever, because Suge Knight hung him over the balcony by his ankles? Like, what a pussy. And you're like, no, dude, that would exactly what I would do.
Of course.
I'm like, don't put me over the balcony, dude. I'll sign all my rights over to you.
Take my kids, crazy. Take anything.
It's so funny. I got so much to lose. Please don't kill me, sir. Yes, take the rights to the song. I'm an idiot. I'm like, Vanilla Ice got far enough to get hung over the balcony.
But it is funny when you think about it. That is the first big song that I can remember. Yeah. That they now the term is, I guess, interpolation, where it's basically...
Well, that's where innovation comes from, I think, when you're influenced by people. But there's a line in the sand, right? Mm. That when you completely rip something off from somebody, it's a whole different story.
But if you're giving the publishing to them...
Rick Rubin was the fair thing to do. What's the song called? She's Crafty.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, it's got the Van Halen. I think Rick Rubin, like, that's when he figured out, like, if you use under 7 seconds of anything, I think it's...
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's fair game. I think
it's fair game. So if your samples can be under 7 seconds.
It may not be that way anymore. The reason why that used to be the case is that BDS, which tracks songs and radio, needed at least 6 seconds of music to identify the song. So I'd be curious to know if that's still true. I don't know
how any of that works, dude. We got a cease and desist because Dan Soder sang part of
Crash Test Dummies. And his voice is so much like it. Yeah, because now it's like, that's
cease
why
and
I don't
desist. You didn't get the rights to play that song. Like, what?
Yeah, I think it's different now. It used to be 6 seconds. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think it's changed. I really do.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, so I read also that a new song is coming out called FMK, Fuck, Marry, Kill, which I suggested the three of you do to Shannon. But when is that coming out, and what's the story behind that?
Yeah, Fuck, Marry, Kill. We're in the process of planning the video right now. So we're talking to Tom Flynn about it. We don't exactly know when we're doing it because our schedules are crazy. But I think that's probably the next video, right?
Yeah, I think
I believe so.
And how much of the songs that are out now are part of the EP that's coming out?
You've got A Million Pieces and you've got Delirium. Those are the two out right now.
Right.
And
then none of the covers will be on.
No, we've got four other new songs that are coming out. Yeah.
And I know you guys are going to do a song live and then we're going to play the game. Which song are you doing live?
We're going to try to play A Million Pieces.
All right. Why don't we have them do it?
Shannon, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Me, Ralph, Bobby.
Well, I mean, I know the answer.
Shut up. Right.
So what should the video be about?
I know, such a logical answer, by the way.
If you guys could envision a
I told you
video.
Mine. Each of you fuck, marry, kill Shannon. You start with killing her, then one of you fuck her, the other one marries her.
Yeah, one of you fucks her, then you leave. The other one shows up and marries her, and you leave, and the other one kills her.
No, but you start with the kill. You got to start with the kill.
Yeah, you guys could all fuck her.
Yeah. All right, so Shannon, you answer his question. Well, fuck, marry, kill me.
She's a Staten Island bitch. You do what you want to her. She deserves it.
This is really difficult.
I don't think it's difficult at all.
I wish Bobby wasn't in here listening.
Better not kill me.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Cover your ears.
I think I know the right answer.
I would fuck Jay,
mm-hmm.
marry Ralph, and kill
That's
Bobby.
That's the right answer.
Sorry, Bobby.
That's the right answer.
Why marry you?
Because I'm a sweet, tender Jewish boy.
Bobby called me a clout chaser.
How about these three guys right here? Shannon.
Oh, let's do the song first. And then
that's fair. That's fair. All right, let's get guys. What are you going to do the single, right? So let's do that now.
Try to do it.
As they play it acoustic. Have you ever, you've done an acoustic live before?
We've never done this before.
Oh, that's fucking cool as shit.
Dude, I wish I could pull off multiple long chains.
This is going to be difficult.
Where are you seeing them? On him? Yeah.
Yeah, they look awesome. I'm not saying that facetiously. Yeah. I really wish I made like jokes that I was like, I'm going to come back wearing Johnny Depp necklaces.
I always wanted to do
and
that.
And I tried it, and right. I got a bad reaction to the shitty metal I got on my neck, and just, I don't know.
And also, if I ever do it, by the way, it doesn't look right with the deeper, he has the deeper neck in line, and it's still working.
Very scoopy.
He's not an overweight man.
And he's also not a 52-year-old, so he can pull it off. All right, Chen, you want us both to pull back? Is that the best way?
I wish I could wear deep Vs and big fucking necklaces. Dude.
I tried, by the way, Jay. I have tried the multiple bracelets. I hate the way I look in them.
I think I do bracelets.
The bracelets you do. I'm no problem with it. I can't do it, any of it. I look like the fucking puss. I can't do it.
I pull off bracelets.
You want to make fun of me? You're going to love this. My new wallet is super, super goofy.
Colostomy bag? What does it do?
That's my new wallet.
A little skull? I won't do it. I won't. You know what? It's two on the nose.
It's so
goofy.
It's
what everyone expects.
I love it, though.
What is it? A skull wallet.
It's so goofy.
It's just on the nose. Listen, I have skulls tattooed all over me, but...
It's embossed in it. It's not like a sticker.
It's dildo-y, for
sure. It is dildo-y, for sure. I don't have a lot of money in there. I don't care.
$21?
I don't carry cash.
Ooh, fucking Amex
Plat. Don't show the fucking card on camera. I'll kill you.
Amex Plat,
is that a military ID?
Amex Plat.
Yeah, all right. Give it back there, Sunshine.
Sutton Media. What the fuck is that?
It used to be the company that ran Gas Digital until we shut it down.
We shut it down?
Sutton Media.
Damn. What is it now?
Just Gas Digital.
Fucking Hutch Electrics?
We didn't have the money to start a fucking corporation when we first started, so we used my pre-existing corporation.
You guys need help?
We're good now.
Hey, you guys need any help?
All right, guys, so we're going to do it. Here it is right now.
You guys are on a sinking ship. You're like the Titanic band right now.
It's $125.
You guys know My Heart Will Go On? Because
if you guys want my, I'm going to draw Ralph while you sing.
All right.
Oh, whoa.
2 million pieces.
Oh, you want me to start over?
I wanted to point the guitar more. I was trying to tell the point of the guitar more.
Oh, yeah, you got
to
aim the mic.
I'm trying to do a little more.
So you aim this one.
Sorry.
At your crotch. There you go.
My sign language is really bad, Jay. I apologize.
Sorry. I kind of got what you were saying.
Yeah, I was trying to.
That's probably really smart of you.
If Jay wasn't high, he probably would have figured it out.
It'll suck.
Damn it, that was good.
Woo!
Goodness gracious. Phenomenal. That was fucking great.
Thank you.
Good job, guys. All right, let's jump right into it.
Shannon. I will say you missed an opportunity to rhyme pieces with feces, but that's just coming. This is one artist of being
Shannon, FMK.
That was awesome. That was
fucking, penis.
That was so fantastic.
That was really great.
Good job, guys.
Don't move that drum box thing too far away because we're about to play the
musical talent rules, dude.
That's right.
Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill, Shannon. You got to do it now.
Why do you remember these things and everything else I tell you, you don't remember?
Should I remember fuck, marry, kill from before? Yeah.
Remember from that? Remember?
It's such a cultural
Remember
thing.
When Storm asked you about fuck, marry, kill?
Can we maybe do like...
Questions from the storm front.
Did you get it? I was trying. I was really enjoying watching Nick try to manipulate the microphone.
It's Scott.
This is Scott.
No. This is the first time Nick. We've actually ever played this song before. So we it's
yeah,
not
no, but
in
now
key.
If you're talking, raise the mic so you can actually hear your
God
voice.
God damn it, Ralph.
I mean, that's just logical.
I'm not going to do any talking.
Just logical, for God's sake.
Fuck, Ralph.
God damn it. First of all, it's not Ralph. It's Storm to you.
You are eating shit on this show, Storm. You're fucking raining all over this thing.
So stupid. It's also amazing I never told you that stupid story either.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Storm. What an asshole.
Such a hand job. I really am. Such a fucking hand job.
Stormfront.
Using dumb things to try and get laid back then as well. It doesn't change.
I wish I came with. I mean, Big J Okerson is still basically a stage name, but like... Yeah. It was initially I was called Big. I told you before, but I was called Big J initially because my friend, other friend Jay, they called us Big J and Little J.
Right.
And then when I started in the black comedy circuit, I wasn't going to hear Okerson get mangled week after week.
Right.
So I just did Big J, but I wish I had more like I just went for it once. You know what I mean? Some kind of cool, like, or not cool. What I thought was cool then.
Did you have you didn't have any ideas that you were going to do?
No. I mean, all my stuff's like. Physical shit, where like I thought in the beginning I had to get like such a big laugh at the end that I would thought something physical had to happen.
Right, I remember you said you were like shit. Get naked or so, not naked, but
in the underwear. Yeah. I made big tinfoil nipple rings. It's things right now that I would be like, I don't know if this person should do comedy at all. 24 years though.
24 we got a buddy now. Named Big J. Yeah. Shout out to Big J. Big J Matthews.
Big J? Yeah. You should go right
after
him.
He helps us on some music videos. Sometimes.
Do you own a copyright to Big J?
No.
God damn it, you should do that right now.
Why?
Sue this motherfucker.
Storm. Tell your Big J, I'm going to jam his ass on the floor so hard. Hey, tell your friend Jay, nice name. I hope he likes it because he's going
to. It's the last time he's going to get to use it.
I am crazy litigious.
You hear that, Jay?
Litigious.
You hear that, other Big J? He's coming for you.
All right, before we go any further, I am speaking to you, responsible adults.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Are you a responsible adult?
Totally.
How old do you have to be in the vampire world, because you live so long, before you're considered an adult?
No, I was actually turned pretty not that long ago. 96.
Oh. That's when you turned in?
96, dude.
Oh.
I was at a Smash Mouth / Drowning Pool show, same singer. And I go in the bathroom, and this gay guy starts hitting on me, and I like his candle game. Before you know it, vampire.
Candle game?
Yes. I'm from actually right here in America. This is the vampire accent.
No, it just happens when you switch. Yeah,
totally.
Oh,
yes.
Do you remember what you sounded like beforehand?
No, just like this. I was a jerk off. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
You're just a douchebag?
Just some dickhole. And then I got bit by this creepy gay guy, and before you know it, I got this accent.
If you're over the age of 21 and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which is, I think,
a lot of them. Pretty cool, though.
States.
But then they're freaked out because I got the accent, and then, you know, I'm snipped, you know, down there.
Is that what happened?
Ralph, down there. Suggestive joke. I'm working on my suggestive joke.
Delta 8 vampire, I have to tell you something.
Yes?
You're not allowed to call him Ralph anymore.
Oh, Storm.
Yes.
Oh.
I almost forgot Storm from the band with his friend who played guitar good.
Yeah, he was good.
And Alan, who could sort of sing a little bit. Oh, Storm's here, everybody. Sorry. Storm. Oh, why don't we drown ourselves in Delta 8 and listen to Storm's band stories? Remember the time your mom couldn't come to the show and then nobody was there?
That's probably pretty true.
Yes.
We never did any, live gigs. We just played in the studio a couple times.
Your band sucked. I want to hear your originals.
We had no originals.
Your originals.
I played, we did Paranoid because I could do the bass line easy enough on Paranoid.
Yeah, Ralph's got a song called I Can Keep You in This Country. And in parentheses it says, but you know what you got to do?
That was one of mine. You know what you got to do? Stock up on Delta 8.
It's going to make the pain hurt less.
And you're Delta.com.
Ralph goes in dry and he goes in often.
Who goes in dry?
Storm. Storm's coming. Spitless butt fuck.
If you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com.
Probably the same place as sodomy is legal.
All the places that aphrodisiac played.
Hell yeah.
Back in the day.
If you can't get Delta 8, you probably also can't get an abortion.
That's probably true.
And don't worry, Delta 8 vampire steers clear.
Delta 8 vampire pulls out on the storm.
D8V. That's how I get down, dog.
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and gets you very high. Go to YoDelta.com. They are a sponsor of the network. You get 25% off with the promo code GAS. G-A-S is the promo code. You get 25% off your entire order at YoDelta.com.
The night I was turned into a vampire, Roseanne's character hit the lottery on Roseanne. I hate to date myself, but...
That 96.
I don't know. Probably.
Probably not right.
Michael Jordan had championship rings.
All right. YoDelta.com. Let's get back into it. All right, now, Jay, we're going to do, we've done 80s rock.
Name one more time. That was fucking...
It really was awesome. Yeah, you guys, by the way, that's what I said.
Thank you guys so
much.
The
first time I heard you, I'm like, God damn, it's a fucking good band. And it's refreshing to hear a band that I like right away. It doesn't happen that often.
It means a lot. Thank you.
So it does mean a lot. Thank you very much.
Refreshing, says Ralph Sutton on the back of
says
the album.
Who?
Oh, Storm Sutton.
Storm Sutton.
I haven't committed to this at all.
You haven't committed to it at all.
Sorry, I'm stoned.
Big Jason.
Sorry, Byron made me do dabs outside against my will.
Yeah, sure. All right, so yeah.
Get Byron fired.
By the way, Byron's
asking everyone to do dabs. He won't stop.
He just wants everyone to suck his dick and watch him suck his own dick.
Don't you kind of want to? He's not going to do it. But don't you kind of want to see Byron suck his own dick?
That'd be pretty impressive.
Wild. It's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive.
It's really impressive.
I wonder, can I ask a question that you probably know the answer to?
Yes.
How long did he try to be able to do it, or was it something that he realized?
He did it immediately. He did it with a soft dick that he stretched into his mouth because he couldn't get it worked up.
But by saying,
thankfully, one day my daughter was in the audience.
One day, no, but I mean, that was the first time he tried it?
No.
So I'm asking, what I'm saying is...
How did he find out he could do it?
The day that he said, I'm going to try and make this happen?
I like the question, and I'll tell you why. I used to have a joke about this on stage, but I was like, when they all go, every guy's trying to suck his own dick. And I go, I haven't, because like, I don't have to try. Like, I know, it's not. There's so much, things are going to bunch up in the middle. It's not going to happen.
So that's the question. Is it like, I'm already close, and I've never even...
Yeah,
tried this before.
I guess it's I have a long, thin dick, and I'm spindly.
Yeah, so hey, Byron... Byron, so what's the answer to that question?
I was just a precocious scamp. I went on the internet. Aww. I saw a thing.
Like Oliver Twist. Yeah.
And it wasn't like...
Did you wear a Newsies hat while you were doing this?
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah, how long did it take?
It's a literary reference joke. I'm working on my literary reference jokes.
Yeah, it didn't take me long. I was in sports at the time, so I was relatively thin.
Oh, but you were able flexible. To, right away you said, I can do this.
Yeah, I was also in dance for many years before that, so I was flexible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Also, he takes care of the elderly. He's you're a home care nurse, right?
Yeah, and I take care of the elderly. And
you can't bring
disabled.
Chicks home or dudes. You got to suck
part
your own
of that,
dick there.
Them watching you suck your dick, is that part of your nightly rounds?
Yeah. No, all right, Miss
Nancy.
All the time.
All right, Miss Nancy, we'll wake you up in the morning for breakfast, and he has to go downstairs and suck himself off to make sure your mom's okay. Hey, Miss Sutton, don't mind me. I'll just be sucking myself off in the bathroom.
Is my mom in an old folks home in this scenario?
She's going to be eventually.
Well, Leah's not going to like this.
She's not going to, especially, well, I'll tell you what. She's not going to mind Byron sucking his own dick.
That's probably true.
If I know Leah, like I think I know Leah.
She's
not going to, listen, she's a lady of honor for sure. She's a class act, Leah Sutton, so she's not going to jump on the thing. She's not going to stop him from sucking his own dick in front of her. She's only a human being.
All right, so now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm often wrong. We did the 80s rock Name That Tune that I won. We did the yacht rock Name That Tune that you won.
I destroyed you.
Is that only two so far, Shannon? Am I right?
Yes.
What I want to do is, so we're going to do a new metal one. I think you're going to win, but I don't know for sure. And then
depends how deep cut they.
Yeah, I also, by the way, one day would love to do like a old school hip hop and R&B thing. That would be great.
I think we could probably get kid and play.
rap you could do because they
ain't gonna hurt nobody.
You can't like they rap. It's gonna be words.
I hope this is the problem I thought with the yacht rock one, because I said I did slaughter you, but it was a little circumstantial to how the game kind of rolled out. Like
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
here we go, turn
if it's
turn.
Very, if it's very, like, if it's, by the way, if it is, it's fine, because I'll be impressed and excited to hear every one of these songs. But if it's like, you know, Plush by Stone Temple Pilots is just like,
yeah,
it's just going to be. Yeah, but says
also, by the way, just so you know, so that I'm a man.
But if it's like Sour Girl by Stone Temple, you know what I mean? Like if it's something like that, you're like, oh, okay, like you don't have to know deep cuts, but like that's a little further back on the greatest hits.
And as a man of honor, I asked them ahead of time, don't do any of the covers that's on your YouTube because I feel like that would be cheating.
Ralph is a cheater, notoriously.
No.
Yeah.
A winner.
Yeah. I had to get raped by a BBW porn star one time because of Ralph's actions.
True. In the grand scheme of games on this channel, one day we should
guys,
go through.
I didn't have to.
In the grand scheme of the channel, we should figure out one day what the actual overall score is on this show. You know, I don't know what that is, but for the 7 years or so,
I bet you Francisco knows the answer to that. He
yeah,
knows
he's such a fucking crazy fan. Maybe he would, but
Francisco, I would like to know. Do you think it's because when you said it, you breathed all of your knowledge of STR show into his dick when you put his dick in your mouth? Because that is the guy.
It was osmosis.
Yeah, you absorbed it through his fucking Tommy Johns.
All right, guys. So
Bobby, I can't turn it off.
So are we going round for round or buzz in? I'll let you decide, Jay.
Ooh, and then we do who got it faster, maybe?
Who gets it faster, or are we going...
What do you think, Shannon, or who answers first?
So, from what I understand, I think that they have approximately 5 songs in the tank.
Yeah, and we're already pretty deep
into
it.
So, maybe you guys should just, like, buzz in.
All right, we'll buzz in. Is this good enough, right?
Just make a noise, Storm.
Yeah, make a noise.
How about this?
Yeah. Looks like there's a storm pulling in. A storm, yes? Coming undone, corn.
All right, guys.
You ready, guys? Ready?
We are ready.
All right. This is a tough one.
Oh. I feel like I know it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it. Down to sickness.
Ah, fuck. I knew it was Disturbed, and I just didn't know. Fuck me. 1-0.
You do phone a friend?
Let me ask you a question, though. Would it be wrong, because I think we all love that song, to hear a little of that song? Is that allowed? Do you guys know that song?
If I'm picking a Disturbed song, is that the one I would pick?
Or just because of the wah, I can't do that noise.
Oh, yeah. Please, get a little wah.
Can you guys do that a little?
He just did it.
I don't know that we
lunatic?
Know it. I think... I know,
if you don't know, we'll go to the next song.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys. We move on to the next song.
Damn, Ralph.
Let's move on.
Every turn you have made wrong here.
Sorry, I always want to be able to do the wah.
Ralph, you've made every turn wrong this entire episode.
Storm. Well,
storm. Same old. It's hard to see in a storm, okay? So calm the fuck down. Go ahead, next.
I got it.
It's Green Day.
Brain Stew.
About Brain Stew.
That is incorrect.
Is it Basket Case?
No.
Damn it.
You play a little bit more, Nick.
My life into pieces.
Oh, Last Resort,
Papa Roach.
You can give it to him, but I'll tell you what. That is now a third song that is in that. It's 25 or 6-4.
Yeah.
Fucking the Brain Stew, and then that's not. I didn't know they were using that third one. That is the exact same chord progression.
They should sue each other.
Yeah. By the way, I know
the one
you guys...
did right. They I think Tom Petty. Not Tom Petty. I think.
There's definitely a Tom Petty case out there.
Yeah, that's Californication, Last Dance for Mary Jane, I think. But I think there is one for...
I mean, that is fucking Brain Stew all day long.
And 25 or 6-4.
That's crazy. I know you guys all, I saw in an interview, have like a hard-on for Jacoby. So do we. We all love him. He did he did the show. He now follows Shannon as well, so that's good.
That was sick.
He's a good dude.
Apparently I look like him, but...
Yeah, you do look like him.
Performers out there.
Yeah, great. And they...
He wishes, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck him. You're here. You're our friend.
One each.
All right.
You got Nikki Poo.
This one?
Yeah. I think they could get that.
Oh my God, I know it. Oh, come on, Ralphie. I don't got it.
Steamroller rolling through my head, say, attach the local power up, go to the system, up to the right, said you're in my life.
Static X?
Got the generator up.
I don't think
Static X or Soulfly?
Power up to the point, man. Don't fuck.
I don't know it.
Me loco.
Oh, Cold Chamber. Demi Loco.
Oh my God, I would have never gotten that.
A little obscure.
That's a deep one. That's a you, even though that's 100% you.
Does that count as a point?
That counts as a point for Jay, for sure. Wow.
We didn't think we would get this far.
No.
Wow.
Surprising.
Sharon Osbourne managed them for a while.
Cold Chamber.
Big fight with them and Insane Clown Posse on the Howard Stern shows.
Remember, was it Taproot that had a big fight also with fucking Limp Bizkit, and they played they put the voicemail in their album? Do you ever remember that?
Like, maybe.
He was trying to destroy their career. It was fucking weird. All right, so now it's 2-1. So either I'm going to tie this and we go to a tiebreaker, or you win.
Or I walk.
They're deciding it. I would have never gotten. By the way,
third one or last
that Cold Chambers, I would have never gotten.
You mean we said Mi Loco?
Yeah, I mean, I barely remember that song. Go ahead.
Oh, I got Blind Corn.
Ah, of course.
Yeah, that was
you were on tour with them. That doesn't even fucking count.
There's so many play over like chord progression. It really, it sounds like five other songs too.
Ah, God damn it! I did terrible.
It would have got the gang.
I'm so mad at myself.
Yeah.
Jay wins this one clearly.
Walked away with it.
Walked
home
away
run.
With it.
He killed it, man.
Cold Chamber's going to be the one that's going to get me the MVP
Jesus
award.
Christ.
Excellent.
Yeah, you did great, but you got to crush White Claws, dude, and hang out with some cool dudes.
God damn it. Let me ask this, because we do have a little time. Is there a cover song you could do acoustic that you could actually do? If not, it's okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
What do you think we can do?
Well, Ralph, why don't you intimidate him like you're trying to get some pussy from a
Storm fucking rolls
drifter.
Hard. Storm's
hey, look, listen, I gave you a ride. I drove you around for 50 miles, and you don't have to do it everything, but I mean, it'd be pretty cool if you did.
Jay, the Storm's coming in.
Storm is coming in. That would be uh-oh, guys, Storm's rolling in. Better think of something quick. There's only one thing to keep the Storm away, the perfect song.
And if you can't,
yeah, we'll try.
All right, if you can, you can't. I just figured, I mean, the guys, they're a good band. He's got a great voice. Let's fucking hear another song.
Can you guys do Lola for Shannon?
She's our trains
engineer.
You can probably do it on the
started out great.
Yeah. I don't know the melody.
Fair enough. First time we ever tried that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, though. Love it all. Love it all. Silly.
I got the ooahs.
Yeah. Way to put him in an uncomfortable situation.
That's
good hosting, dude. Kill tonight.
No, Storm rolls, baby.
Oh, dude. Valium Ralph.
Stormy.
Oh, AKA Storm.
Stormy Weathers. Right here. We're doing it. All right, listen. We got to do this because we fucking flew by the time today.
We did.
We got three first to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to wrap this bitch up. Oh, we got to figure out how we're going to get a goddamn pair of tickets. Got to do that, too. Shannon, don't let me forget that. Let's do the first.
First time ever I saw Concert Detroit.
All right, the name of the show is The SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. Their first experience.
First time.
Let
it roll again.
Let it go. Let it roll. Oh.
So sorry.
Their first experience with all three, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, starting with Rock and Roll, first concert.
First time.
Ideally, one you went on your own volition.
His penis hit the button.
And ideally, one that we're going to know the band. So we'll start with you, Rick. First concert.
Like, first ever concert was too?
Yeah, that you went on your own, like not your parents.
Oh, went on my own. Oh, man, I had a good first one that my brother took me to.
Oh, they tell us that one. Good.
Yeah, my brother took me to it. It was CKY. I was like nine years old.
That's Philly, all right.
That was a big, wasn't it that a big fucking Jackass band at one point, too?
Like Bam Margera was like...
Yeah, there is sort of, his brother.
Yeah, his brother's in the band?
His brother, Jess, is the drummer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they just kind of like, they also do like the soundtracks for all their early like videos and stuff.
Right.
Poor Bam Margera, man.
Bye. Made choices. What are you going
to
do?
It's hard to watch these days.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right. Next, we'll go to you. Next one.
First concert. That's a tough one. I think my dad was a state champion arm wrestler, and back in the day.
That's not something I expected to
see. Did he ever go against Pulling John?
I have no idea. I think
is it the trick is the thumb? Is that the whole thing?
The trick is he taught me this. It's to have your opponent lose leverage, so you pull the guy in and you curl your wrist down.
The thing also that I didn't notice until I saw a TikTok arm wrestling video recently, you can use your whole body. I always thought it's
they have algorithm. They have a grip on the pro tables.
Into a fucking awesome documentary called Pulling John about a guy who was forever the champion of the
arm wrestling world.
Overseas and everything. It's pretty awesome. And it really is like those Vegas fucking things where they do it. It's pretty nuts.
But I always thought that was cheating if you put your body into it. But apparently that's totally
They had grips and everything. I think the one guy nobody could beat was this guy named Bob Brown or something. I don't remember. I was a little kid. But the first, I think this was at like the New Jersey State Fairgrounds or something. And they had a bunch of bands. And I think it was the Spin Doctors. That was the first actual band I saw.
Nice. They used to play around the corner for me every week, and when I went to college in Albany, before they hit it big.
He was on Z Rock a couple times, Chris.
And I doinked the girl that he had a kid with.
Comic strip?
Rebecca something?
Comic strip waitress, yeah. Good for you, dude. How about 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Well, 2 degrees, I guess.
Remember when we had John Popper on the show and they're best friends, and you started shitting on him to make John Popper feel good, and then I was throwing up in the other room.
Yeah, you were throwing. That's right.
And wishing to God you would stop doing that.
Yeah. Did I shit on? I like the Spin Doctors.
Now you go. Pretty much around that time, it was you or the Spin Doctors. I said you guys. I didn't get those guys like, stop, Ralph.
Well, that's when Storm.
That guy's a dildo. Yeah. That's what Storm does,
though, man. I
don't think
I said any of that. All right.
You called him a fucking dildo.
And your first concert?
My first one. I was super young. My aunt took me and my brother to see Guns N' Roses. And the best thing about it is so this is when like Axl took like 2 hours to get after the first band. Yeah. So they had these like two giant screens. Mm-hmm. And so the camera guy's like going around through the crowd and all these girls are just like lifting their shirts and me and my brother all young, like
what venue?
Spectrum, Wells Fargo, whatever it is now. Shannon, I don't know what it's called.
Take him back to his childhood. Show him your tits.
You're not going to show him your dick and balls. Show him your tits.
All right, now we go back to the beginning. First drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't the first drug you ever did.
I'm going to tell you what. That's about it.
Only weed.
I've never done anything else.
No worries. How old were you?
26.
26 when you tried weed?
Oh, no. When I tried weed, I was 18.
18. Okay. Yeah. And did we love it, hate it?
I mean, not exactly for me.
Okay, fair enough. I hate it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say the relative, but I found a bottle of Percocet in a trash can when I was about 14.
In a trash can?
This relative threw it out, and I discovered it, and I knew what it was, and my buddy and I just partied the entire weekend at the beach.
Yeah. Wow, dude. I like that.
Yeah, that's what started.
Someone's going to do that with my Valium this week, probably. Yeah. And yours?
I don't have any.
None? Wow.
I smoked weed a few times, but... when I was younger.
Sweet little boys. No wonder they write such good music because they're all fucking clean.
Don't be condescending.
It's not condescending at all. I don't do any
drugs. We try. We have checkered pass.
Valium. Totally Valium, Ralph.
Valium
really
who?
A bad guy. Valium Storm's a bad guy.
All right, now before we answer the last one, which is sex, Shannon has to answer fuck, marry, kill. Don't think I forgot about it, Shannon.
Damn it. Okay, so I feel like, can there be like fuck, marry, friend?
No.
Nope. That doesn't make anybody feel shitty about themselves.
Can it be friend, friend, special friend?
Yeah, Ralph, give her the biz, dude. Run that bitch down.
Okay, so, you know I have like a thing for singers.
Right.
Boom.
So I feel like I would fuck Mark. Mm-hmm. Marry Nick, and I'm so sorry, Brady.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
Drummer gets canceled.
That's why I wanted to make
Jacoby,
him friend.
Jacoby 2.0? You don't want to fucking do
that's
anything?
I wanted to make him friend because like we did all the coordinating for this. Yeah.
True.
Also, you're too young for Shannon.
That's why she wants to kill him.
I appreciate you being so kind.
Kill him.
Shannon's also 47 years old.
That's true.
Yeah, and I'm 20.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that
fucking kind of baggage.
Dried up pussy.
Oh,
bunch of cats that think you're in their space now.
I also don't have sex ever.
So. Yeah, she doesn't never have sex ever. Yeah. So you got to break that open like an ear piercing you took out.
He was at a Guns N' Roses concert last time Shannon got laid.
You have to thread that fucking hole again. You hope you have a sharp earring, dude.
And now, speaking of which, the first time you had sex.
Oh, man. 18. Not proud of it, but
why?
Filmed like 10 seconds of it just to prove that I lost my V card to my friend.
You filmed it?
Yeah,
that's.
But it was agreed upon.
Just 10 seconds, dude.
Yeah. 10 seconds.
That's pretty wild. Then
I know it's 3 seconds over the Rick Rubin rule of what you can use.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So she was cool with it. He was like, yeah, all right,
yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, it was a mutual.
You still have it saved?
No, I do not.
Oh, was she at child pornography now, Ralph?
Yeah.
No, I guess no, 18's not. What was it a girlfriend?
Me? Are you going to question What's me in age of
Was it a girlfriend or just like some chick?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Did like you start filming it regularly after that? Or?
Not really, no. Oh,
okay, fair enough.
All right. Was just like a stupid thing. Like, oh, that'd be cool. Just to.
Did you show anyone? Look, I got laid?
Yeah, I showed my buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You are.
He worked down the road at the convenience shop. And
Philly garbage guy.
Ralph, you come on a goddamn podcast and tell everybody, well, I fucked this girl and then she shit my bed.
Oh, did I say that? Or she pissed in my bed?
I didn't even remember that. I was just making a joke. But now it's pretty shitty that someone did piss in the
bed. I told that story on the show.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, Mark, yours?
When we were 16, we were in this band, and there's a stripper, and, I'm trying to be exciting, but it was high school girlfriend. You know?
Guys are sweet guys. They're good guys, Jay. I thought you said everyone from Philly's garbage.
Yeah, in their own way. Doesn't mean they're fucking scumbags to chicks.
And yours?
I was 18. It was at a party, and everybody just was blasted, and just some girl.
All right, at least that's a little more. Like,
yeah, this guy was at a party where they all took turns on a girl. Yeah, there you go, Ralph. You go.
I didn't say we ran a train on her.
That's just, my kind of show.
You didn't say it, but you know, wink, wink.
They were playing Come On Ride the Train in the background.
You did this. Toot, toot.
All right, well, let's say it's sixcentury.com, at sixcentury. The EP, Outer Worlds, Inner Demons, comes out July 29th.
Yes, sir.
The newest single doesn't need much help right now. Already 100,000 and plus on YouTube. Kudos to that. You can find you guys on Spotify and everywhere else. And we'll add a song, which we always add to the song playlist every week. We'll add that song, the actual electric version of it. Is there anything else you guys want to plug before we do the rest of the plugs?
No, that's it. Album comes out July 29th, Outer Worlds, Inner Demons. You can check out A Million Pieces. That's our current single that's out right now. That's the video. Hope you guys
and
dig
Delirium,
it.
And Delirium, by the way, great song also. Really great song.
Thanks,
I mean, I went deep into the sixth century. Jay, your plugs.
BigJComedy.com. If you're listening to this live, everybody, tomorrow I leave for Oklahoma. Every time I do this, this flight gets canceled. 100% of the time for the last several months. And I have to go through a whole ordeal. But I am coming to Oklahoma tomorrow. Oklahoma City, first time, Bricktown Comedy Club. John Carden going to join me there. It's going to be a lot of fun this week. And after that, I go to Montreal for the Just for Laughs Festival, where I'm hosting the Nasty Show. Ralph and Shannon actually going to come up. We're going to do a
SDR show from
SDR
out
show from my hotel. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that. 10 days in Montreal, hosting the Nasty Show, doing two of the worst. I think I'm doing Mark Maron's gala, so it's going to be a good time out there. And then I'm back on the road myself a ton. Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network and Bonfire. 5 days a week, me and Dan Soder, Faction Talk, Sirius XM.
You know, I tell the story of me and Shannon are going to the Montreal for a couple of days together, staying at a hotel together.
Hell yeah.
It's 100% accurate.
Just getting away from it all.
It's 100% accurate. Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, and porn stars, and they tell their own personal experiences regarding bad dates, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
All right, now, don't give an indication, guys, but we'll find out. Do they
look,
believe
but don't in, look.
Do they
Is
believe
Shannon
in
pulling
ghosts?
Your dick out?
Do they believe in ghosts? I'm going to say no across the board. Jay?
I don't know if it's no across the board. It's no. Yes. Yes.
Shannon?
I feel like it's yes across the board. The only person I'm unsure about is Mark.
I was going to say Brady because you killed him.
ghost now.
Better hope to God there's ghosts.
I'll say yes across the board.
I'm no across the board. You're yes across the board. Jay's kind of like split. What's the answer?
I haven't seen one. So I guess my answer is until I see one.
You've seen something fucking weird, though, because we were just talking about this in the car, actually. He saw something that's not a ghost, but
possible.
Like the chupacabra or something.
I mean, that's, and you?
I never believed in ghosts until I fucking saw one. I swear to God, I saw one.
I'm the same as Nick, man.
So kind of yes across the board.
I think I win.
Yeah, I think Shannon wins. That's crazy. Right, follow me everywhere at Storm's Coming. No, if I'm ever at I am Ralph Sutton.
Change all your social media, please, to Storm. I'm a pothead. You have to remind me all week to Storm.
I promise I will.
Right. My other podcast on health and wellness, Good Sugar Podcast, comes out every Monday. We're opening the first location in September on 3rd and 69th Street. Come down on the grand opening. I'll let you guys know when that is. But the most important thing right now is we are going to give away tickets to see the day after their album comes out is Stone Temple Pilots at the Paramount Theater. And with Adler, King's X.
Your checkout should be Storms Out, Enjoy the Rainbow. And just cut the mic.
School of Rock's going to be there. It's a charity event for the David Z Foundation. It's a big night. How do we want to give this out? Should it just be an email to the boys at the SDR show and I'll pick somebody?
Maybe first.
Yeah, first the one. First person.
Send a picture of your mom's tits.
Yeah, send a picture of your mom's tits. Or tell me.
Third picture wins.
Send, you know what, just tell me why you want to come. We'll pick somebody.
Or, that's fair. What if they send you a list of the answers to the name that tune?
So they can just go back and do that. That's a good idea. That's not bad. That's not bad. I'll take it.
What?
Name all the songs they played during Name That Tune, and you have to address it to Storm.
Are you just rigging this so a friend can win or something?
No, what do you mean?
Crazy. That's if they can just list the things they just heard?
Yeah, why not?
Some of the contests.
We're going to pick it. Better than picking the first person. You want to just pick the first person that emailed
I like to show me a picture of your mom's tits better than that. I thought that was ridiculous.
Well, you're a piece of shit. That's why.
You're a piece of shit.
I just want to see my mom's tits again.
Please.
I just email me. Look. Just
I don't even remember what they look like. They were in my mouth, so it was hard to see them.
Email the boys at thesdrshow.com. The boys at thesdrshow.com.
I love you, Leah.
And we'll
kidding.
Pick some
don't
people.
Upset,
too. We got a couple
your
tickets.
Your mom is so sweet. Yeah, what do? I do it to hurt you.
By the way, every time we do it, I clip it and I send them to
stop
her.
It. She I do it to hurt you.
She hates you so much.
I love you, Leah. I do it to hurt your son.
She hates you.
You know, your big clunky son, the mistake.
She hates
not
you.
That other one, that perfect normal build gentleman that lives in Florida with you.
It's not nice.
Go ahead, Ralph.
His name's Fairweather.
I'm storming. He's fair. He's clear skies.
Yeah, he's sunshiny day.
Sunshiny day.
You met my brother, Sunshiny Day?
Yeah, I play a million pieces, the actual Spotify version. We'll see everybody next time on the SDR show. Who's on the show this Saturday, Shannon? Do you remember?
I was in a band, dude. My name was Gout.
You know Shannon.
So close to
don't
it.
Make me open the Instagram.
My name was Gout. I'm working on my double punchlines.
This Saturday? Oh, it's Bowling for Soup is on this Saturday. That's what it is. All right. We'll see you next time on the SDR show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to the SDR show.